Anybody want to preach?
I got some scripture on Mark.
Press more.
And I don't want to wait till Sunday when I'm scheduled to preach. Maybe the Lord wants this tonight, I don't know. Didn't intend on preaching, didn't bring my preaching Bible. Brought my other Bible, but it's still good old King James.
Yeah.
And it'll preach. Turn with me, if you would, to Jude. I had part of this scripture on my heart Sunday after service, and I was reading on the way up here about this, and it seems to fit what we was talking about earlier about, you know, all this stuff going on in the world, and all this stuff, these bills being passed, the Constitution, all this stuff. Jude had something to say about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it says over here, and we'll start in verse 1. Don't know how much we'll read. Maybe read the whole thing. It's pretty short. Don't know. Just pray for us. All I can do is try. That's all the Lord requires. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you for the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Amen.
For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee.
Amen.
But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam, for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about with winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murderers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be markers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some, have compassion, making a difference. And others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now as I read that, that's encouraging words to me and you today. From a man who said he was the brother of James, and from what I've read a little bit on this earlier coming down here, this was likely maybe another brother of Jesus, a half-brother of Jesus. And we know that he was a follower of Christ, and he was one that loved the Lord so much that he really, by listening to this, he didn't really care what people thought about him. Amen. What mattered the most to him was Christ, amen, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and the death, burial, the resurrection, and what Jesus put on this earth and kind of paved the way for. He was earnestly wanting the brethren to contend for the faith, amen, because think of all what Christ went through, amen, for them to just throw it away and act like it never happened. Amen. God sent His Son in the form of a man to come down on this world and come down to this earth to be able to bring us and reconcile us to Him. Hey, and then all of a sudden we find that Judas telling the people, he said, I'm going to put you in remembrance, even though you once knew this. How many people today, Brother Jerry, once knew the love of Christ, once knew what it meant to be saved, blood-bought, born again, sanctified?
Yeah.
Hey, but today they've had themselves teachers, had engineers, heaping unto themselves people that'll just tickle their ears and try to tell them that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as they put their money in the tithe and offer, as long as they come to church, as long as they got their name on the roll book of the church, they'll be all right. Hey, but Jude said you got to earnestly contend for the faith. Hey, this ain't no playtime. This ain't no game, folks. Hey, we got people out there. Jude tells us that they're twice dead. They're like clouds without water. Hey, they're going around trying to say that things that are evil are good. Things that are good are evil. Hey, another scripture I was reading, this come to mind. I think it's in Hosea. I can't remember, but it talks about woe unto them. Hey, which call good evil. Hey, call evil good. Amen. Hey, if there's ever a time I've seen where the world is trying to call evil good and good evil, it's the day that we live in.
Right.
Hey, nowadays anything goes. Hey, you can do whatever you want to, and there's no consequence anymore. They don't realize that if you live in the so-called alternate lifestyle, there's a disease called age that can really wear you away. Hey, they can't realize that you can't have naturally in the physical body, you cannot reproduce children on the earth. Hey, if you have the same kind of gender trying to intermingle with one another. Hey, God knew this from the beginning. That's why He created Adam and Eve. Hey, not Adam and Steve. Amen. He created a man. And He created a woman. Hey, and that's the way it's been through all eternity. Only it is now we find that America and a lot of the lands around here, it seems like they want to turn their backs on the Lord. Hey, they don't realize what God's hand can do. Hey, if they just go back to the Old Testament and read about what God's hand can do to people like Sodom and Gomorrah, hey, and to the world that was in their own lust and their heart was evil continually, hey, they've forgotten what it means where God can rain down His punishment on people.
Right, brother.
But it said here that that God has reserved them. Hey, it's a blackness and darkness forever. Hey, man, there's a day coming, Brother Jerry. Hey, that all will look upon His face. Hey, and all, every tongue will confess and every knee will bow. Hey, and confess that He is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, to the glory of God the Father. Hey, there won't be no excuses in heaven.
Amen.
Earnestly contend for the faith. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Once and for all is what he means.
Amen.
Hey, there ain't going to be another Savior coming. Hey, there ain't going to be another prophet coming to try to get the job done. I know they're looking for Messiah out there in the Middle East. Hey, the Muslims over are trying to look for the 12th Imam. Hey, and all of them are trying to look for all kinds of signs of the time. And Jesus rebuked them for that. He said, you discern the weather. Hey, but you can't tell the real sign. He said, there'll be a sign of the prophet Jonah, the Son of Man. Be in the heart of the earth. Be in the earth. Hey, for 3 days and three nights, just like the Son of Man, just like Jonah was. Hey, they could tell all these seasons, but they really couldn't tell what mattered.
Amen.
And we got the whole world doing things like that. He said here, earnestly contend. That means honestly and with all your might. Contend means to have something to fight for.
Yeah.
amen, to fight for something, you got to fight against something else.
Right.
Hey, we can't just go on to get along because somebody's going to be wrong.
Right.
Amen, you can't have everybody right. It just don't work that way.
Right.
Hey, somebody's going to be wrong in the end. There's right and there's wrong. Hey, and if they don't accept that now, one day in the judgment, they'll have to.
Amen.
Jude said, contend for the faith. It's worth contending for. Amen. He talked about making a difference earlier.
Amen.
I realize that we take that and we kind of think it means making a difference in somebody's life, even though it means making a distinction. In other words, tell the difference between this and that.
Amen.
But I tell you what, there are some things. Hey, God stirred my heart with this
Amen.
Week. Hey, there's some things, Brother Jerry, that make a difference.
Amen.
Hey, and if we just get back to the old men that way, go back to the old past, we can see, if not the country, we can at least see our households.
Amen.
Hey, in our communities, once again experiencing victory and power over the rest of the world today.
Yeah.
Prayer makes you different.
Amen. Right.
Hey, man, getting down on your knees and being humble before the Lord. Hey, man, smoking your breast every now and then, just like the old publican did, saying, God, hey, be merciful to me, a sinner. I've sinned against you.
Yeah.
Hey, old Ezra was a man who knew how to get down and get a hold of God.
Right.
Hey, when the whole nation was coming against God, he called all of them to fast. Hey, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he even called all the animals to fast.
Yeah.
Hey, he told them not to come at their wives for a period of time. Hey, he said, we're going to get down and we're going to get honest before the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, because we've sinned against him.
Amen.
But you don't hear that anymore today.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't go to the Congress without every nation that got on religion wanting to pray. Hey, man, you can't have prayer in school anymore. Hey, a lot of places don't really have prayer in church. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. We got so far away from God, we just don't know what it looks like. We wouldn't know what Jesus looked like if he come through the door, Brother Jerry. Hey, because nowadays Jesus allows homosexuals. Hey, nowadays Jesus allows everything under the sun. Hey, he allowed this, he allowed that, but that is not of God. We just talked about in Sunday school, trying the Spirit. Hey, see if they're of God or not. And if they don't line up with the Word, then it's not of God.
Amen.
God is a just God. Therefore, he must punish sin.
Yeah.
Hey, he talked about verse 6. The angels which kept not their first estate. Let's go back to verse 5. I want to put you in remembrance, even though you once knew this.
Amen.
Hey, that the Lord delivered the Israelites out of Egypt. Hey, but those that disobeyed him and those that wouldn't listen to him and wouldn't believe him, he afterwards destroyed them.
Right,
they can't be delivered. But only two of the original tribes of Israel got out.
Absolutely.
And that was Joshua and Caleb.
Yeah.
The rest of them were the sons and daughters of Israel.
Yeah.
Hey, why? Because God is a just God. Hey, man, they didn't listen to God. They didn't want to do what God told them to do.
Amen.
Hey, they wasn't honoring God. They wasn't blessing God. Hey, and God had to judge them for that. He tells them in verse 6, the angels didn't keep their first estate. The ones that decided left their own habitation. Now, listen to that. They left their own habitation. Translation, free will.
Yeah.
They weren't drugged out of heaven. They went of their own free will.
That's right.
You and me today... Amen. There's people of their own free will leaving their first love.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus called them out on it one day.
Yeah.
Over in Revelation, I believe, chapter 3, he called a whole church and said, you've left your first love.
That's right.
And I've got somewhat against you because of it.
Yeah.
I believe God's got a lot of things against America today. A lot of things against the whole nation, against the whole world.
Yeah.
Because they've left off the precepts of what thus saith the Lord. They left their own habitation. He's got a place. He's reserved in everlasting chains under darkness under judgment of those angels. God is a just God.
Yeah.
Verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them. Not just Sodom and Gomorrah. Hey, they had the whole cities about them.
Yeah.
That's like America. We got states around all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I'm hearing, from what brother here saying, that this year we're going to see just about every state take a hold of redefining marriage as we know it.
Yeah.
Hey, there's still a few holding on, but if they all give in, woe unto America.
Yeah. Amen.
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, they gave themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh.
Yeah.
There it is. Are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Remember when the fire came down from heaven, destroyed that whole city? That was the vengeance of God.
Amen.
People don't think that can happen today.
Yeah.
But God's still God.
Yeah.
Hey, He's still got His hand on the universe. He's still got His hand on comets, on asteroids. Hey, He can make it rain hailstones. And the Bible says in Revelation, one of these days there are going to be big old hailstones coming down from the above. America better wake up.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul said it's high time to wake up, because now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed.
Yeah.
He even said that Michael didn't even bring a railing accusation against the devil, but he said the Lord rebuked him.
Yeah, amen.
He didn't have time for the old devil.
Yeah.
Here was God's man, Moses, disputing about his body. Michael didn't have time for it.
Yeah.
The Lord rebuke you.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Lord take care of it. But I tell you, he goes on and on. He gives us some examples of what these kind of people are. And we see them in America today. It's almost like you can open the book and say, this is today's newspaper.
Yeah.
This is what we're seeing today. People speaking evil of dignities. People that have gone the way of Cain, and they ran greedily after the heir of Balaam.
Yeah.
And they perished in the gainsaying of Korah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's number 16, we find that Korah was over there trying to come against Moses, who was a dignity, who was one that was in charge. And they perished because the earth opened up, swallowed the multitude of them, and closed itself back upon them.
Amen.
That's kind of like Cain. The Bible said the hell is enlarged its borders daily. Hell's moving up to meet thee at thy coming.
Yeah.
And we don't have much time before this thing wraps up, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, the world's getting more evil and evil. The Bible said, because iniquity's abounding, the love of many is waxing cold.
Yeah.
And if God is love, then that means God in this nation is slowly moving away from it.
Amen.
He's waxing cold against America. He's waxing cold against the world. And there will be a few that is going to endure to the end. We find that the Israelites that were destroyed, after they came out of Egypt, they couldn't endure to the end. They didn't endure to the end. And guess what? They were destroyed because of it. So what's on my heart is to earnestly contend for the faith and realize that things, some things make a difference. Prayer makes a difference.
Amen.
Reading the Bible makes a difference. We was listening to Brother Mike the other day. Monday night at the revival over there, Brother Mike McCoy preached on the precious Word of God.
Yeah.
It said over there in Samuel, he talked about how the Word of God was precious in those days, and there was no open vision.
Yeah.
And we've left off the precious Word of God.
Right.
Hey, and tossed it aside as any other book. Now you can't get a hold of a true Word of God because there's 10, 15 other kinds out there staring you in the face before you can really look through all that mess and find a true Word of God. This world is in so much confusion. And the Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. That's Satan's work.
Amen.
And he said, be not, you know, deceived. He said, "Don't." It's no marvel. Satan himself can transform himself into an angel of light.
Yes.
And so many people are falling for that angel of light.
Yeah.
Worshipping that angel instead of worshipping the Creator, the one that matters. So I just want to let you know, Verse 24, 1 says, keep yourselves building up. Verse 20, ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Their holiness matters.
Yep.
Keep yourself in the love of God.
Amen.
Doing what? Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen.
Until eternal life.
Yep.
What did Jesus say when he went away? He said, I'm going to come back again someday. Yep. Amen. They told him, the angels there told him, why you gaze into this heaven? The same manner he left, he's going to return on a cloud.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to watch and pray. We need to be looking for the Lord's coming. Hey, because he talked about, hey, those that aren't looking, he's going to come like a thief in the night.
Yeah.
But blessed are those that are watching and praying. And are ready for the bridegroom to come. And I thank God for that. Thank God for being here tonight. And I feel like I've cleared my heart. That was just on me tonight, and I wanted to share that. And I'm glad verse 24 said that God is able to keep us from falling. We just trust in Him. We put ourselves in His hands.
Yeah.
Hey, and the devil himself. Hey, the whole world could come against us.
Right.
But Paul said, if God be for us, who could be against us?
Yeah.
That's the kind of confidence we as Christians have. No matter what the world says, no matter what... So what kind of social group says, or what kind of other group says, Democratic, Republican, whatever you want to call it, God's word is what's going to stand
Amen.
In judgment.
Right.
That's what's going to make a difference.
Amen.
I thank you for your attention tonight. If anybody has a need, the altar's open. We've had prayer. But if you have something on your heart, you can come right now. I'm going to ask Melissa if she'll come. She's got a song picked out for this moment. And I don't know anybody's heart. I'm just giving you what I feel like the Lord wanted me to share. And I find it's encouraging to me, reading about Jude, who wasn't afraid to stand up and preach, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for that. If you got a need, the altar's open.